the town. The first parak of Mishlei. Says the goal is Lodas Chochmumus. Now what does the word Chochmum mean? And how does one get? Chochma the Malbim Tainis refers to that wisdom that you need to turn yourself into an Orem HaSholem. That's Chochma, and that's what goes to Musa. Now, that goal, so what Shlomo is telling us, is the purpose of the Sefer is to understand the Chochma of Musa, which means of turning yourself in terms of Midas, in terms of Deus, and everything into the other mashalim. And what is the Lokachas Musa Haskel? Now, what does the word Haskel mean? We find that time of Dovah Melotag to Shlomo. We're talking to Yoshua. Haskel means success in Inyone Olamaz. Now the question, what part of Musa Haskel means a Musar, turn yourself into an Orem HaSholem to be successful in this world, in achieving in this world, becoming the Orem HaSholem. Now, a person who already is moving in this direction, Yishma Chocham, a person who's already a Chocham, that means he's understood the wisdom of what it means to turn himself into an Olam Shalom. The Sefer will give him Yosef Lekach. It will give him greater understanding. And then we begin. Is the last pasuk in the first ket in the first section? Yirsef Shem Reishis Das Chochem Musa Avilim Boz. Now, what that means? A person wants to turn himself into Shleimus and Midas. Without Yerushalayim, in a deep and honest way, the whole process doesn't begin. A person has to first have the ability to have a deeply honest vision and view of himself and be able to look in a deeply honest way where I am, what are my issues, and where am I going to. All three. A person to take himself in his hand and apply any chachma, he has to have an ability to have an incredibly honest and insightful self-evaluation and to plan out how I'm going to change myself and become what I'd like to become. And without Yerushalayim, that's very difficult. What does Yerushalayim contribute here? It contributes that a person understands there's an objective reality out there. There's someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's looking at me, judging me, and I can't fool him. And that idea, look at that, I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and can't be judged and I can't be fooled. And he understands everything that's happening with me. That is one of the things that enables a person to get control over himself and to forces him to be honest with himself. Yiras Hashem, here it's Das. I have to understand myself. I have to understand what's happening to myself. What my midas ra'os are, my midas tovos are, my kochos ha'nefesh, how I organize those kochos ha'nefesh in order to move to a certain goal of shleimus and midas. And which we said, and the shleimus and midas enable me to function in this world. See, Yiras Hashem is Reishis Das. On the other hand, people who don't have it, the Avilim, they're going to hate the Chochma that brings to Moshe. There are people who would rather not confront themselves in an honest way and change themselves and be themselves. Hitler, Yimach Shmo L'Zichro, once understood certain things very well. Why he had to get rid of the Jews. So the Jews brought a concept to this world called conscience. If I want to, and my goal is that the German culture that he wanted to build is live your life as a behemoth. The Jewish idea of conscience, he says, is against that. You have to get rid of the Jews. That's his pasuk. Person who understands it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wants to change himself and develop himself in a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's one type of person. An evil person will hate someone who does that, will hate people who are trying to perfect themselves. That's the first chalak. But it's identifying what the goal of the Sefer is. Then Shema b'nei Musar Avichu Val Titosh Torah Simecha. That is, take a look before Hashem, talking about Torah Shavu Ksav and Torah Shavu Peh. Tell us something else. Just like Ein Bo Yirei Chet V'Amar Tzchosit, a person without a Yediyas HaTorah and a Havanah HaTorah can't be Shema Shabbos. A person who doesn't have Tereshvav Sav and Tereshvav Peh as an integral part of his whole neshama and his being is not be able to perfect it. Famous story, Rabbi Yerucham was once staying in a hotel in Switzerland. Yerucham was an incredible mind. And a certain Jewish professor, a certain German professor who was there, he was very taken by Rabbi Yerucham's mind. And then he was arguing with him. So Rabbi Yerucham turned to him and says, "You may be right, you may be wrong, I don't know, you have all your arguments. But one thing I can guarantee you, you haven't produced one person like the Chafetz Chaim." A person who's trained to think that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's trained with the discipline of Limud HaTorah of Emes and Sheker and the Meshabbat himself to the Torah, he's able to get control of himself. Kiliv Eschein Heim Roshecho Anokim Agargo Osecho. Change a person's mental process, change the person's meters. Okay. Now, that's a whole different thing. A whole story of a group of Ganovim. Who are conspiring to do something and invite you in. This goes when a cuts of a cut. The answer is as follows. The first thing Yishlei is telling us, "Kini al teilech b'derech yiton, min aragucha." Rasa. He says, listen, Raman writes in Hilchos Deis, V'ni'al telich b'derech yitom, menarag v'cho menisiv osom. What's the difference between a derech and a nisiv? Derech is the main street, nisiv is the side streets. Every person has to understand what society he makes himself part of, the goals of that society. And because even if I want to be my tzaddik, but my whole surrounding, social surrounding, are people who have wrong goals, I get pulled into that little by little. Stay away from that. So the first Mishnah is talking is, what are the things that encourage a person working on himself to become the Adam HaSholem? And what are the things that interfere with that? First it begins here, Sishem Reshis Das. That's what. Yiras Shamayim Limerater. He says, and to stay away completely, even from any slight social association with people or society whose goal is against them. He was talking about society of Ganovim who are planning how they're going to take over a person and his money, etc. Or whatever, but that's just a specific example of a group of people who have goals that are antithetical to Torah. And they try to pull other people apart, and even if that's just a silent co-conspirator on the side, it's the same thing. You get pulled in, and it changes your entire mental focus. Just like Limud HaTorah puts your mental focus in one direction, being part of society will move your mental focus in a different direction. Now, of course, every society has its goals in that society and the rewards that those goals give you. And person who associates a horror, whatever it is, has a lot of goals. And but what's producing those goals in associates a horror? What on the other hand is if a person begins to hear Shemayim, Chochmas HaTorah, so his goals and his sense of rewards are moving in a different direction. And that is Kichino Mezoro Haroshes. And you never know when you're going to get called in for it, or when the axe is going to fall, or when you pass the point of no return. Here he's talking about the specific. This is the orach, the path. Someone whose goal in life is money. Among the various Yetzirah people have, and the things that grabs people most, the idea of the Yetzirah of money. Because here money is power, money is a necessity. And taking a necessity of life and turning it into a be-all and end-all itself. It's nefesh ba'olo of yikoch. What is the Botzei Abatzah? The person who turns money into his life's goal, nefesh ba'olav yikach. It takes the soul of such a person. You're talking about gezel. Because the moment money becomes the be-all and the end-all of life, which it is for the overwhelming majority of the human race. So, in order for a person control himself and stay within the mutter and also is very, very difficult. Because your be-all and end-all is money, and shochara is just an impediment in your way. Often I think of a number string. Unfortunately, in my life, I've had to do a lot of traveling. There's one show I used to daven in flatbushes. So the new Shulchan Aruch that was coming out was just being begun. The first thing they did was Chosha Mishpot. The person was putting out was having a big fundraiser one night in that show. Next morning I come to show, and there's a guy who davens right in front of me screaming, and I said, ah, chutzpah this man has. So his friend says, what happened? He says, there's one chelek of Shulchan Aruch that no one in the shul cares about, and he wants us to raise money for it. It would have been tragic, per se. Super tragic, that's true. That people's perspective gets twisted. Avodah Zarah is turning a means into an end. The person, the be-all and the end-all of his life in the society is money. So that becomes who and what the person is. And he loses perspective. My money, your money, someone else's money. That just gets lost. On the other hand, Chochma, Bachutz Torona. This is what happens inside the human being. It's telling a story. And that story per se, it's symbolic of a lot of other things. A group of people sitting down planning money, 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 money. And that's the only thing that people. And out in the street, screaming into the windows is Torah. Not inside, outside. Chochmas Rashis, it's Bechutz Torona. Rosh Hami is Tikru, Befisre Shorim, Be'ir Amorehotam. What is the Torah telling you? Amosai psoyim teohovu pesi v'leitzim lotzon chomdulim k'silim yisnu dos. But pesi is a foolish person who loves foolish things. Amosai psoyim teohovu pesi v'leitzim lotzon chomdulim. What is the leitz? Midas haleitzonos, it's people who knock things. Ksilim yisnudas. And foolish people, it's not they don't have das, they hate it. Because on the one hand, you have the two poles in a human being. Develop yourself who and what you are as a human being. Develop yourself, your midas. Develop, become an Orem HaSholem. And that's one pull of human being you have. He's the Baal Chochma. On the other hand, there's another human being. So let's sit down, let's plan how to make money, where money is the be-all and the end-all of all of life. A foolish person hates a person. People are foolish. It doesn't mean intellectually foolish. It means foolish about what life goals are about. They hate people who thought through what their life goals are, their personal goals, who and what they are to become. The people who knock things, that comes a be-all and end-all of itself, just knocking and knocking and knocking. Amosai pesoyim. Devil pesi. They love being pulled in and seduced with smooth talk. promises. And Chochmah is more difficult. Chochmah is not such a pleasant life. Working on yourself, developing yourself, turning yourself to an order of Hashem with the right goals and the right values. And he says, but what does Chochmah say? It says, don't be foolish. Understand what life's all about. Teshuvu l'sochachte, hine abilochem ruchi. I will give you ruchi odiel dvarayesha. Yan karosi v'tenameinu. But I call people and they refuse to listen. Tisi yodi v'emakshim. And I don't want to help. No one's paying attention. But it's Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin, certain people on that Yom HaDin have to confront who and what they've become, what they've turned themselves into. And at one point in a person's life, he confronts himself, who and what am I? It happens all of a sudden. And then then they call out to Torah and Chochmah, help me, help me. It's too late. In a chanami, a person has b'chir chavshus ad hasof. When you're talking about a person spending a life developing himself, becoming achieving shleimus, that's a lifetime of work. It doesn't happen overnight. Very rarely it does, but generally it doesn't. And why is it that even when a person wakes up one day, he's trying to do something? So it says, Tachas ki sonu da'as v'yiras Hashem v'bocharu. They didn't choose Yiras Shemayim. Here the Torah is talking about Tzotzi, Noatzu Kosochachti. The Yochlum we pidarkim. So they'll have to live with the consequences of what they said. Okay. Veshomei Ali Yishkan Betach. Veshana Mipachad Ro. And here the Torah is talking, not talking anything about promising you do mitzvahs, get olam haba. I'm talking about something else. But a person who spent his life working on himself and developing a shleimus, there's a deep peace you have with yourself. It's a whole different form of life. But Shomeli, someone who listens to the Torah, took his life in his hands. Yishkon Betach. He's secure. Vashanan Mipachad Ra'ah. And he's calm, doesn't fear. Olam Hazar, Olam Haba. So Rashi is talking about the initial Gehenna. Basically, the introduction is telling us as follows. A person's internal dynamics is conflicted. There's some people, Yechidei Skula, who listen to the messages of Torah and say, the goal of your life is to work out your midas, to work out your adayas, to work out everything, to develop a shleimus. And that begins with your shamayim, that begins with limud haTorah. But that's not limud haTorah for the sake of limud haTorah. It's not your shamayim for the sake of your shamayim. Those are necessary ingredients just to produce the shleimus or odom that a person will want to work on. Competitive, all sorts of social pressures, groups of people who promise you all sorts of things, by being involved with them, that's going to change your whole orientation. Whether it's the specific thing of a group of Gandavim figuring out how to get their hands on money. But that's just an example of a social group being pulled in an anti-Torah way. And whenever the Torah screams, Osir, so there's foolishness, there's Leitzanus, there's hatred of an intelligent approach to life. One of the most poignant things, Mishalim, I saw in Sefer Iyov. When Iyov confronts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, if you want me, if you were an employer, and my job was to clean the floors, you give me all the right equipment, you give me the good conditions, you wouldn't make my life difficult. So if I'm supposed to develop my whatever I'm supposed to do, why you make life so difficult? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers you and says, because the person who hires someone to clean the floors and give them all the conditions to make good really doesn't care about the cleaner of the floors. He just cares about his floors. So he's not interested in whether the cleaner of the floors is a good man or a bad man. Mashen came. Someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cares about you and wants you to build yourself through all the nisyonos you have to become the Rosh Hashanah. And if you made it too easy, you wouldn't be building yourself properly. So he says, listen, I have different groups of people. They're challenging me. And I'm being pulled in. And the Torah is standing out in the street screaming, don't. Wake up. And then he gives, why does he use the example of money? A lot of things in this world that pull people away. But probably one of the most powerful is money. Where people make turn money into an end in and of itself. It's a whole culture evolving around money. But staying away means not having anything to do with that society. Menaragachon means sivoso, even the side streets they go into. Because then you get swept into a whole mental process. And the Torah is always on the outside. And what Torah can promise you with Shlemus is Betach. A deeply secure, calm life. Bolam Hazeh, besides all the Schar Bolam Haba. Okay, that is the first parak of Mishle. And without going into all the things that are Ramos, you know, all the psukim, but the totality of the message is a very clear message. That a person should associate, be part of a group that has goals to turn themselves into shlemus. Pay attention clearly how the Torah tells you of shlemus. And the result at the end is for Shomeli Yishkon Betach. Very often in life, Narayisi Gamzukanti. See, without Torah, person is going through Olam Hazeh is very, very difficult. Okay, and but at the end of the day, there's a Menuchas HaNefesh. There is recently some interesting studies about longevity, and people take their Yiddishkeit very, very seriously. So it's more than Christians who take their Christianity seriously. It's something extra. That's Shomeli Yishkam Betach. The Menuchas and Nefesh and Shavas and Nefesh of a person who spent his life working on himself to get to a degree of Shlemus. And he has a Betach, he has a security, a serenity. Veshana mi Pachad Ro. And he's not filled Pachad Ro. It's a famous story. I told it then. During the war, a group of Jews were in Italy, a few hundred Jews, and the Germans wanted Mussolini to return them to Germany, to Germans. And Rabbi Aaron Kalt was trying to save them. And someone told him that the head of the mafia in New York had the connections there in Italy, and he'd be able to help him save them. So Rabbi immediately told some people, put me in touch, to meet. He wanted the head mafioso there in New York. Okay. The meeting was arranged. The head mafioso called the super holy rabbi. You know, all these mafiosos, they're Rotschim, they're Ganovim and everything, but they have their funny attitude towards religion. Okay. So the bar goes in, and he's sitting there with this chief of the mafia, and he tells him exactly what he wants. There was an interpreter in between Rav Aaron and speak English, and he saw Rav Aaron all his passion about everything. So he turned to him and said, Rabbi, I want a blessing from you. A blessing? What's a blessing? Your next geneva should be successful. Your next ritzicha should be successful. How are you supposed to bless me? Rabbi, I want a blessing from you. So there was the interpreter in between. So Rabbi Aaron told him one of the brachas. So he said, okay, he says, when you should die at home in your bed. Now the guy interpreter in between was very hesitant about translating. You know what the reaction was going to be. So the mafioso said, I want you to tell me exactly what the rabbi said. So he told him, he says, ah, what a wonderful blessing. It means I won't be shot, I won't be this, I won't be in jail. There's no problem. We'll arrange the whole thing. It's all taken care of. I heard one part of the story. 2 years ago, I told the story. And a person, this one of our yeshiva parents told me, he says, let me tell you the follow-up of the story. Follow-up of the story was that the person who was the interpreter in between was a Rav in Kew Garden Hills. And he told this person living in Kew Garden Hills, he told him. This mafioso, this Marich Yomim, he died calmly in bed at home. After he died, his son, who was his Yoresh, who took over the mafia empire, decided he has to find who this rabbi was because he wants a blessing. So by that time, Rav Aaron wasn't alive anymore. So he went to Likud to see Rav Shneur and said, listen, I'll do whatever you want. I want the blessing. And Rav Shneur said, listen, I don't have the powers upstairs that my father had. But what did this man want more than anything else when it was mattering him? He says, to be Yishkam Betach. Okay. Continue next.